cabin. Eviction people arrive to haunt me with descriptions of summer's wildflowers, how they are carpet of fierce colors. I bet you hate to see us, they say, and yes, I do hate to have to move again, especially from here, destruction brought to place of love. The uneven smiles that win, she's a businesswoman, blonde tints that glow at sunset as profits rise. Alas, what labor I employ, but to ensure a moment's joy, sets branches trembling and arms chilled. Dear one, long returning home, come to clammy, feverish details, muffed sorrow. I turn to throw a tear of rage in the pot. Never remorse, but hint of scruples I'd hope for. It is error. It is speculation. It is real estate. It is the villain and comic slippery words, the work of despotic wills to make money. I scream, take it, take your money, make your money, go on, it's only money. Here's a wall of dry rot. Here's an unfinished ceiling. Just a little sunlight peeks through this lark. No luminance. Exquisite Saint-Étienne stove doesn't work. Ice box either too cold or frozen. Fire screen tumbling down. Kitchen insulation droops, is ugly and a mess. Ah, but love it here. Only surface appearances to complain of. Nothing does justice to shape of actual events I love, but a fight against artificiality, its inherent antagonism, bald hatred of moving, and problem of thirsty fig tree in Burroughs's apartment wakes me up. I don't want to go down there yet, and how to orchestrate the summer properly. The problem of distress and not denying pride from it, too atomized to make pleasure of melancholy and an uncontrollable enthusiasm for throne and altar. I want to sit high, want simple phalanx of power independent of everything but free will, and one long hymn in praise of the cabin. It is a confession in me, impenetrably walled in, like aesthetics, like cosmos, an organ of metaphysics. And oh, this book gives me a headache. Dear Weston LaBarre, let's have an argument, because I see too clearly how rational I must be, and the kernel of my faith corrupted, because you have no reliance on the shaman and outlaw, or how depth of mind might be staggering everywhere except in how important science is. Science? No, he won't be fooled by visions, whereas I wait for dazzling UFOs they announce will arrive high in these mountains. I repair the portal, even invite stray horses in, have a little toy receiving station that sits by the bed, at edge of night, all thoughts to place of love, all worries to this place of love, all gestures to the place of love, all agonies to place of love, thaws to place of love, swarthy valley sealed in wood, log burst into flame in home of love, all hearts, dints, and machinations, all bellows and pungency, anti-mundane thoughts to palace of love, all liberty, singularity, all imaginings I weep for. Jack's sweet almond-eyed daughter to place of love, and heavy blankets, and terracing, and yard work, and patchwork, and tenacity, and the best in you, surround me, work in me, to place my love. Dear cirques, dear constraint, dissenting inclinations of a man and a woman, metonic cycle, all that sweats in rooms, lives in nature, requiems and momentum and trimmings of bushes, dried hibiscus and hawks and shyness brought to this place of love. Trees rooted, fear rooted, all roots brought to place of love. Mystery to heart of love and fibers in sphere of love. A whole world makes spectators of slow flowering of spring and summer when you walk to town for eggs and continuous hammerings as new people arrive. And today we notice for first time a white-crowned sparrow out by the feeder with the chickadees and juncos, and I missed that airplane dinosaur in dream, nervous to travel again. Miss buds pop open to shudder in breeze. Their tractability makes sudden rise of sensibility. You are shuddering too, and your boy laugh comes less frequent now. You're drawn into accountability. Will I return to find all stuff tidy and silver truck ready to go? It's you in this place I lose, most because it's here in you I forget where I am, this place for supernaturals, perched high in sky and wind, held by wind in stationary motion as bluebird we observe over meadow or caught up with jet stream dipping in valley's soft cradle. Power and light and heat and radiance of head it takes. Power and light and heat and radiance of head it takes to make it all work while down there someone building replicas of what it feels like to be a human multitude. Fantasy molded clumsily. Spare my loves and love of glorious architecture when you really put outside in the feeling of cloud or mountain or stone. Having developed an idea of idyllic private life and sovereignty of spirit over common empirical demand. I tell you about renunciation. I tell you holy isolation like a river nears ocean to dissolve. And cabin becomes someone's idea of a good place. Discretion you pay for. It wasn't mine either, but sits on me, imprints on me. Forever, splendor of fog, snow shut strangers out, gradual turn of season, ground stir, pine needle tickle your shoulder, peak curve, fresh air.